Tonight, Javi and Brianna are making it so official that they've got matching t-shirts. Gross. Janelle and Nathan are going at it again. And Miss Aubrey is finally a DeBoer. Plus, we've got our gold star of the week and a lot of really good news and gossip. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
This is what Brianna was saying.
Back. Aw, Avril Lavigne.
I mean, taken back so far.
I know. I just, like, just want to bask in it for a moment. What is up, guys? We are back for Teen Mom 2, episode 23, Bitter Baby Mama. I am your host, Drew, and next to me is my lovely co-host.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm just still dancing.
Still going at it?
It's my calorie burn of the day.
I feel it. So like I said at the top of the show, we've got our gold star of the week, which if you're in the chat right now, let us know who you think the gold star of the week was. That is anyone who had a shining moment in this episode. And we've also got some really fun news and gossip, so make sure to stay tuned. Let's get right into it. Leah has decided to take her baby girl to therapy, and we kind of had some breakthroughs with that. How did you feel about that whole storyline?
I mean, I love that she's realizing that, because I'm one of those people that I believe hardcore that every child should go to therapy, you know, whether or not you think that they need it, just because we have so many mental health issues, and especially with high school students and everything nowadays with social media. So, I mean, we're already seeing her acting out with Allie, yes. I'm like, all their names are so close
to each
other.
They're so similar, yeah.
Getting a little bit more attention because of her disability. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, she's just a young kid. Like some kids, I was that kid. I was that kid that acted out and just did stupid things because I wanted attention all the time.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if this is still a rule, but I have adopted siblings. And when you have adopted siblings who have a disability of some sort, it's like state law, at least in Kentucky, that you have to go to therapy. And I think therapy's dope for kids. I feel like, why wouldn't you want your kids to understand their emotions and why?
And it just gives them that one-on-one time to be able to say to somebody, this is how I feel. And it's a lot easier to say that to somebody that's not your parents.
I agree. I love that Leah made that an option for her daughter. I think that's dope and super progressive on her behalf. What I wasn't super fond of, and I think we talked about it earlier, was that when she's on the phone with Corey and they're kind of talking about the whole situation, her kid's still in the back seat. And I don't like that just because it feels like it's a little dismissed.
You mean that she's in the back seat, like, or just that? Because I know we talked about that she was talking about her as though she wasn't there.
Yeah. I feel like that's a little dismissive.
Because I was like, I don't think she's allowed to be in the front seat.
Well, yeah. No, not in the front seat. Sorry. That she was sitting in the back seat, like, there while they're talking about her.
Yeah, I would have liked her to bring her into the conversation and had her tell Corey how the therapy session went. Just because if you're talking about her feeling left out a lot, like, that could be something maybe that she's really excited to tell her dad. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I got to talk about this, and I got to do this, and she made me feel really good. Like, and maybe she would have been the smart Alec that she was being earlier and not say anything, and then Leah could have stepped in. And
yeah, and it's not like, I mean, and again, you know, we're not parents, so who's to say? We don't expect them to do everything right or anything like that. And I do think it's super great that she did even take her to therapy in the first place, because a lot of people would just be like, oh, she's just misbehaving, let me ground her or something. So it's great that she saw beyond all of that and wanted to dig to the deeper issue. I just wish she would have included her in the conversation, only because sometimes I think parents get a little possessive and, like, not use their kids, or, like, think their kids are things that they own, but, like, almost forget to let them have input on things that pertain to them. Because you have to find that, like, middle ground where, like, you know, she doesn't feel like, oh, you can just say whatever you want about me.
Yeah. And also at the restaurant as well, I liked that she kind of brought up to her, this is what I really liked from the therapy session, to have that just one-on-one time with her daughter. I think that's, and I love that Leah already realizes that with having twins and another daughter, that each one of her kids needs alone time. And obviously the youngest one gets the most because she lives with her full time, while the other two are primarily, I believe, with their dad still, if that last time I knew of the custody arrangement, they were more so with him. He had more custody and she got more part-time custody. But even with that, like, every kid needs alone time with both parents and one-on-one time to feel, like, loved and...
Agreed.
To bond.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think you'll see that, obviously, you know, we can't see into the future, but I do think you'll see that pay off later on down the road. Speaking of things that pay off, Brie, tell them about how they can rate us on YouTube.
Well, guys, if you love listening to us, and I hope you do, and we know some of you do because you comment and let us know, others of you can do the same by going to iTunes if you're listening to us there and give us 5 stars, leave us a comment, and let us know what you liked. We love to get the 5 stars. We don't like to get below there, so no. Make sure you just hit that 5-star. I believe the other ones just don't even work.
Yeah, they just, like, don't even matter as much.
And then if you're on YouTube watching us, you can hit that thumbs up and leave us a comment here to join in the conversation. We love reading them, and we want to shout you out on air and get back to you. And also, if you're an iTunes listener and would like to know anything that's visual or see our lovely faces that go along with our voices, you can always come here to AfterBuzz TV reality channel and watch us either live or post-conversation.
Someone on another show watched us or watches me or listens to me and then, like, decided to watch the YouTube, and they're like, you did not look like I thought you were going to look like. And I was like, thanks, I think, maybe. I don't know. Elaborate. They never elaborated, so it's something that haunts me every night. Speaking of haunting, Nathan is almost kind of like haunting Janelle at this point. He's constantly, like, up in her business.
And that beard.
And that beard, which he's blonde, right?
He's definitely blonde or, like, dark or, like, light
that's
brown.
A very dark beard. I mean, I kind of like it on him. I mean, it looks all right. I don't know. I feel weird, like, complimenting Nathan. So I just felt very uncomfortable complimenting him. But, I mean, it doesn't look bad. But, regardless of that awkwardness,
there's just a lot
going on. So there's apparently some rumor that David and Janelle are no longer together.
Well, she changed her profile pic to just her and not them. And so it sparked a bunch of rumors.
Which social media, you change pictures a lot. It's not a big deal.
I think that's a true thing, though. If you change your picture to just you, everyone's like, what does this mean? Because everything has to be some bigger thing.
True, because we in this day and age are very passive aggressive with our social media. But he decides to text her this long thing. And I actually think it was kind of nice. Like, I mean, again, we don't know the full stories of people, so we don't
know. From what she read out loud,
it didn't seem
that bad. It was just, hey, I've been hearing these rumors. I hope everything's okay. If it's not, I'm here for you. I don't need to be prying into your business. That's kind of the gist of what she was reading out loud, at least.
Yeah.
But she was making it seem, I guess, that every time there's a possibility of her and David not being together, all of a sudden he pops in.
Which, not to play, like, Team Nathan or Team Janelle, because I'm honestly not Team anyone in that situation. I'm Team the kids. I think with Janelle, because of her past issues and addiction issues and whatnot, I think you kind of have to check in with someone like that. And I can only imagine, like, being the father of someone with those particular issues, like, child, like, you're going to want to kind of check in just to make sure don't go off the deep end, right?
I think it just seems weird to me that after two weeks ago with the reunion.
Yeah.
With the fighting happening between the two of them and her spouting off at him spouting off at her, that he would even want to check in.
I see both sides of it.
I could definitely see, not that I'm like you, not really on Team Janelle, but I could see, like, if I had an ex that kept showing up every time they thought I broke up with somebody or anytime I did break up with somebody, like, you can't just be around at that point in time.
Yeah. It's a little...
Like, we have a child together. You need to be there regardless if I'm alone, if I'm single, or if I'm not.
Yeah. Another thing that I felt like was really uncomfortable to watch, I think we both were cringing every time he said it, was he was talking to...
His girlfriend
about David using the F word. And
first of all... we will not say.
Yeah, we will not say because... It's a horrible word, and I'm not ever going to say it in life.
The definition in the dictionary is a bundle of sticks. We'll say that much.
Yeah.
Because it's not the F-U word.
First of all, I didn't know that you were allowed to put that word on TV. So that was, like, the more you know for me, I guess. Because every time he said it, I was like, no, we get what you're trying to say. Can you stop saying it, please? Like, it just made me cringe because I was like...
Like, all you have to do is just change to be, like, anytime he says slur words towards people of the LGBTQ community, it's hurtful.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to...
And I know he wasn't saying it, like, he obviously seems like he's cool with, you know, the LGBT community, whatever. That's dope.
Well, and I also know that we're in a very different, like, we're in California.
That's very true. People are very politically correct here. And as someone who grew up in the South... I understand that people can be cool with the situation, but still be super politically incorrect about things. So, I mean, I wasn't, like, super surprised by it, but I was kind of like, oh, God, please.
It's just one of those things when you're not used to hearing it being said that when you hear it.
Saying, I don't think I've heard that word in years. But I thought it was interesting that that he touches on it because obviously we know now that David is no longer a part of Teen Mom because of his homophobic... transphobic, misogynistic, racist, all the bad things, rants. So,
I mean, it's being brought to life not just by other people in that situation, but by David himself. Every episode you see his either anger issues come up or him say some just not cool things to say about people. Like, even the word, the use, like, there's this whole, I know, political correct thing happening with the word female nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I personally don't mind when people use the word female. But when they use it in the way he used it,
yeah,
that's a derogatory way of saying it.
Yeah. I realized that I've always, like...
Keen said David is literally an American Horror Story character.
Listen. Yes. 5,000% Keen. Absolutely. But yeah, that was a perfect example. Like, there's just little things he does that I already can, like, be like, okay, I know what kind of person you are just from how you're, like, saying he's a female because he likes drama. Okay, but you're on the reality. I'll save it.
It's two women on a panel. I think both of us are like.
We're like, okay, that's cute, David, or whatever. it's fine. I don't care. But what was I going to say? Oh, what really, I think I repeated it like 47 times when we were watching the show. When he said, when he's using them talking words, I think they're fighting words. First of all, David, let me break this down for you really quick. Talking words
are words.
They're words. They're words, David. That's talking is what you do when you use words. Well, I mean, in your case, you scream, so I imagine you had to differentiate them. But words are often used for talking, and therefore you don't have to put the talking in front of the words. You can just say their words. And that is your English lesson of the day. You're welcome.
And I may have missed it. They probably showed it when it first happened, but the little undertitle for her, but that was David's mom, correct?
Yes.
She was... very dramatic. Yeah,
that I didn't like that either. She made it seem to be a situation that it wasn't.
I just didn't understand why she was getting so upset, because he was saying basically, like, we saw it happen right there. She's bringing Kaiser to him.
Uh-huh.
Janelle and David can't, they don't have a relationship that's healthy enough for them to be able to drop off their children to each other. They have to have middle people do it, which is fine. Like, I mean, obviously, if you guys can't handle it,
then which is kind of ridiculous, but okay.
No, it's ridiculous, but I mean, like, better a middle person do it than you guys come and fight in front of the kids. But then she was, like, crying because he was, like, upset that David was texting him certain things, like, which I also don't think, Nathan, why are you going to tell David's mom that he's texting you these things?
Yeah, it definitely was like, Nathan, you're not going to get anywhere in this situation.
Again, none of us are on anyone's side in this entire storyline.
We just want those kids in better hands is what I think we can agree on. This is just not the healthiest situation. But I will say, when you have someone with serious temperamental issues like David, it is so incredibly dangerous to paint a picture that it's not actually going on. And for her to act like he, for her to say that he was aggressively coming after mm-hmm. her.
Which he wasn't.
When he wasn't. And I'm mad that you're making me defend anyone in this situation. But the fact that you're like, he was aggressively coming after me. And even when I was, he saw that I was crying, he still kept coming. And that wasn't what happened at all. With someone like David, I only can see it getting physical yeah. and dangerous. Because we've seen how he reacts to stupid things.
Like balloons.
Like, yeah. Who doesn't like balloons? Why'd you guys do that to the balloons at the reunion? That was unnecessary. What is he going to do to Nathan, who he actually doesn't like?
Bria did point out that she said Nathan's tone of voice seemed like he was mad at the mom, though. Which I get that. Like, yeah. I agree with you. He should not have even... That's not the right person to be venting about this to. Just save those tacks and go to court if you need to.
Yeah, exactly. They definitely were both wrong. But I just think, like, don't create a situation that didn't actually happen because you have someone in this formula who acts out. And
it's just, like, it's ironic that the show is about teen moms and this entire episode, like, Janelle, I think, I was in it, like, besides, okay, her makeup thing that we're not even haven't even touched.
Oh, God.
Was the only part that she was really a part of.
Can we get into that really quick? Because I have so many. I was instantly like, this is not a makeup line I want. When they showed the makeup guru and the contour was like...
Painted on?
It was like if someone swapped Brie and I's cheeks but left our skin tone. Like, Brie would have my skin tone. It just was not... I was like, oh, honey. And then, like, there was just...
But, yeah, she's coming out with apparently an eyebrow.
Which I think line. Is weird. Because I don't even think Janelle really, like, does anything to her eyebrows, you know? Like, Chelsea would make sense coming out with a makeup line. Mm-hmm.
Or even Kaylin. Or even Kaylin. Because she's very
yeah.
into... I mean, she doesn't wear makeup a lot, but when she does, she's very into it.
Yeah. But, like, Janelle, I was just very confused by that. And the brow thing was very weird. That whole situation was very weird to me. I don't know. I'm a big... I mean, you can't tell right now because I'm not wearing any. But I'm a big makeup freak. And I was just... I had so many issues with everything that was going on there. I was like, oh, no. No.
Keen said maybe she's a bad mom. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe she's a bad mom. Maybe it's Maybelline. I love it.
Oh, okay. I'm done with Janelle. Let's move on.
Yeah, I get flustered by Janelle. Let's go to something more exciting. Aubrey.
Lynn DeBoer.
That's such a fancy last name.
I know. It sounds so...
Like, you have money with that last name. You know what I'm saying? You can't fail in life with that last name.
Well, what it... Because we did see, like, the minusculest amount of Adam in this episode. Because, you know, we go to court
mm-hmm.
and... She's fighting for, one, the last name that we end up getting, and that he can't have visitation outside of the visitation center, not even with his parents.
Yeah.
But I guess they still can have, his parents can still have her 1 weekend a month.
1 week a month without Adam there. There's a couple, one, I love how, like, relieved and, like, we kind of see such a vulnerable moment for Chelsea where she's crying on the phone with her dad, which, first off, I love the relationship of Chelsea and her dad. Yeah. It's one of my favorite.
Shout out to Randy.
It's one of my favorite parent-teen mom relationships. But also the fact that, like, Adam's mom was, like, aggressive with Chelsea.
Well, one, if you're about to go into court, you're not supposed to talk to each other about
what's going on
beforehand.
Yeah, I feel like that's bad court etiquette.
Like, do you think it's going to change her mind? And to tell her she's being childish when your son has 2 children from 2 different women and neither are getting child support, he's on drugs, he's been arrested multiple times, he's had his license taken away, you're going to call her childish?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how dare you call this woman childish when she is single-handedly raised... Your granddaughter has been so careful about who she brings into your daughter.
Like, didn't even date for the longest time.
Yeah.
Has dealt with domestic abuse from him, just verbal domestic abuse, but still domestic abuse from when they dated, from when your son dated her.
Allowed you to still see your granddaughter. Because Chelsea doesn't, like...
She doesn't have to.
She doesn't have to. It would be very easy for the court to side with Chelsea where Chelsea didn't have to show, like, bring her to any of you.
Yeah. Chelsea is definitely one of the teen moms that I find to be the most fair and logical of all of them.
Absolutely.
And keeps her emotions as much as possible out of it.
So, despite all of that, we had a good day in court in the DeBoer household. And they come home, and it's just cuteness overload with Cole, unicorn and Cole in his papa t-shirt.
We got cupcakes. We got a cake with the full name on it.
Yes. We have little, why is his name blanking on me?
Watson.
I can't wait to say Wyatt.
The fact that they probably had that cake bought like a day beforehand because they knew that the court was going to give that to them.
There's no way the court was not going to give that to them. I would have been like, wait, what? But I love seeing happy moments on Teen Mom. We don't get to see a lot of them on Teen Mom 2 unless we go to Chelsea. And so I'm glad that Chelsea
and Leah most
and
often.
Leah, yeah. I'm glad that we got a really beautiful, happy family moment.
Hey, Chelsea and I.
And I just love Aubrey. That Watson's little head is so big. It's so big and it's so cute. He's just such a happy baby. They're such a happy family.
Yeah, they're I think so important to show on Teen Mom as well because of the fact that we see a negative, like you said, we see negative so much. So it's very reassuring for anyone that's a young mom, I'm sure, to see someone that has kind of gotten to a point now where she's in a healthy relationship. She's happy. She has her, she got her college to her high school degree, I mean, and then she got the certificate for beauty and was holding out a job. You know, she doesn't really need a job right now, but she's being a housewife. But it's just such a positive show of what you can still do, even through being a young mom.
Because it's super morbid if we only see all of this drama. You know,
we want to believe in love.
Yeah, we want to see all of these girls win. It's just right now some of them aren't making the best decisions. And speaking of people not making the best decisions, how do we feel about Caitlin not wanting them to film Lincoln's birthday when he's with Javi? Because I don't know if we agreed on this or not, but I know we were talking to Nakia, who's on the Teen Mom Young and Pregnant panel, and she had her own opinion about it.
I mean, I think we all agreed it was a little petty.
Yes.
And I do, you know, it is his son too.
But it's not teen Javi.
No, and I know that, but I, you know, what I said in the trailer, which obviously we know they're not together anymore, was that they are choosing to be together, and at some point, Caitlin would have to learn how to have a relationship with them and have to learn to be okay with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Regardless of how she felt.
We did, like, the math on this, and they had only been together for, like, a month at this point.
I believe so. Well, it's hard because I'm trying to remember when Lincoln's birthday is, but it couldn't have been very long, regardless.
So,
because the New Year, they got together around New Year's time.
Yeah. So I do agree that it's petty. However, last episode she said that she was not going to give Javi a storyline. And seeing as Javi is a disposable, not character, he's a real person, but disposable cast member, that's only giving more airtime to Javi and Brianna. And Brianna doesn't really have a storyline either besides the Caitlin Javi thing this season.
Yeah.
So you're kind of giving them a storyline by letting Lincoln birthday be filmed. And so I can't, like, even though I think it's petty, I too kind of see, like, she said she wasn't gonna give you a storyline, you guys have been dating zero amount of time, so why it is kind of weird that they're at your birthday with matching
but
t-shirts.
Don't you think that by saying she's not going to talk about him anymore, this is the last time, and then she talked about him this episode,
well, we don't know how far apart that, like, because
I know with editing it can be different. Lincoln's B-Day is in November. Oh. That's... Okay.
So how does...
I don't know. Editing can be weird because the timelines don't really match up.
Interesting. That is very interesting. So, yeah. They weren't... I don't know. I think it's...
But I do... Actually, I do think that they filmed the reunion and the New Year's thing.
I was gonna say,
at the same time, which was probably in October, November, so maybe it is.
Yeah, because
but still, that means that they weren't. If it's his in November and their reunion was like October, November, then
they weren't together any amount of time. So I do think it's weird that she's one at the party.
I don't think it's weird that she's at the party if they're dating. The shirts I found weird.
But they live in Florida, though. That's why I think it's weird. You came all the way up from Florida to Delaware for a party for someone you've been dating for, like, 5 minutes. Yeah. With your kids. That's the other thing that's kind of weird for me is you guys are so quick to, like, bring your kids together.
But I do think people with kids sometimes do rush a little, especially when you're young.
Yeah.
Your kids do rush a little bit into things.
Which is a bummer because it would be one thing if your kids were little, like if they were, you know.
But they know what's going on.
Yeah. Nova and like.
Look, I'm agreeing with you on the shirt thing. The shirt thing was weird. The
shirt thing was very weird.
I'll forgive, like,
we were staring before they showed us what Brianna's shirt said. We were like, what does her shirt say? And Brie was like, side piece. It's just, it's weird.
That was a joke, though. I wasn't being serious.
I'm being serious. Just kidding. I do think it's weird. I think Kaylin's being petty, but I do at the same time think. It's weird that Brianna's entire storyline this season is Kaylin and Javi. And so if I was Kaylin,
we did agree, though, on Kaylin having the separate party, even though that was a little bit petty, too. I think it was better if she had any thought in her head that there could be aggression or a fight happening between the two of them. That's not the time to have that.
That was smart. I just think at the end of the day, because even watching you and the listeners already know, if you've been with us since the beginning of part two of this season, I am not a Javi fan. And I just think Javi is very manipulative and he says a lot of things that he doesn't say to the other person. Like he says one thing to Kaylin, he says one thing to Brianna. And I think a lot of their dislike for one another has to do with what he's saying. And I think that's incredibly selfish on his behalf because you have a kid in the mix and your kid's old enough to figure out that things aren't cool with mommy.
I definitely agree with you that Javi is creating a lot of animosity between the two of them that is unneeded.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that I mean, I don't know, but I don't think Kaylin, especially, we'll get into it with our news and gossip section, but Javi made an announcement earlier and how she reacted to the announcement. It doesn't seem like she'd be upset with him dating somebody.
Exactly. He made it seem like she wanted to get back with him. And I don't think that was the case.
I think she was upset with the behind the back, not being told up front about what's going on, especially when it has to deal with a show she's on.
You're introducing,
and her kid.
Yeah, you're introducing my kids. Not one of them not even being your biological son. You're introducing my kids to your new girl who you still haven't even told me about. Like, I think she's petty, but I do see a lot of the things where she's coming from. I just think she handles them poorly.
Mm-hmm. Bri in our chat thinks that Kale was being ignorant when she told Brianna she got sloppy seconds when it seemed like Brianna was generally trying to squash the beef.
Yeah, that was petty. But at the same time, you know what I think is interesting? We never, and I feel like maybe it was Nakia or you and I talking about it, I'm not sure. But I think it's interesting that we never see Brianna hang out with other girls.
That was me.
Yes. That's weird. A little bit. To only be with your, I mean, again, we don't see everything, so maybe she does have girlfriends outside of that. But we've seen girlfriends of the other moms, and I just feel like,
from what they film, we see her least amount, I feel like, with friends.
She's constantly with her sister and her mom, who are both yes men to a T, and I just feel like that's not, I don't know, it says something to me about, like, what kind of person she is a little bit. I feel like she kind of enjoys all of this drama going on, just a little bit.
Maybe, maybe not.
But that's just me. I don't know.
Like I said, all of our views are personally just on what we see
personal,
from the show.
What we see from the show. We don't know them in real life. I'm sure they're all very lovely people. This is just what we peep from the show.
Yep.
You know, except for Janelle and Nathan and David, I do think you all kind of suck. And I stand firmly behind that. But
Keen also said Javi has no genuine intentions with Bri, so getting involved in Nova's life as just another man is damaging to her.
Exactly. Exactly. And Nova especially, yes, thank you, Keen, because Nova especially has no strong thought, like,
no,
male figure at all.
And she desperately wants one.
And she wants one so bad. And for you, and, like, that's a thing I think that ticks me off so badly about hobbies, because there's no consideration for any children in here. But when you have a little girl who has no strong male figure in her life and she clearly is, like, grasping for one, mm-hmm. it's so incredibly messed up for you to, like, play daddy and then peace out.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Before we go into news and gossip and predictions, we have our gold star of the week. If you don't know what Gold Star of the Week is because you're a new listener, I'm going to explain it to you now. Every week, we think that someone deserves to have their shining moment. you know, every week someone does something that we really enjoy.
Especially with so much negativity.
Yeah. With so much negativity on this show, we decided it would be great to, you know, give...
Showcase the shining ones.
Yeah, showcase the shining ones. So, Brie, take it away with your gold star of the week. Amazing.
My gold star goes to Leah this week for taking her daughter to therapy and for recognizing that there may be some deeper issues and some ways to work it out, and also for realizing to give one-on-one time to each of her children.
I love that. Also, I stared straight into the studio light, so I am seeing literal gold stars. My gold star moment of the week goes to Chelsea. Because in reality, my gold star will go forever to Chelsea and her family. But this week, I just think she handles things so maturely and just have it, like, this was just a big win for them. And I love seeing their happy family moment. I love seeing how happy she was in the car to just kind of have everything come together. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, you give a lot of hope to teen moms everywhere. And so.
Brie in our chat gives Leah her gold star as well.
I like it. Leah did deserve a gold star. Can I, like, rip my gold star in half and just
give it to each of them?
Just each of them.
And if you guys are watching this afterwards and you're not in our live chat, you can put down at the bottom in our comment section your gold stars so that we can let us know what you think. Because we love to see the positivity come through. Keen also gives Chelsea the gold star. So
yeah.
Two for Leah, two for Chelsea.
It's like Mean Girls when she breaks the
tiara.
The tiara. You get a piece of the gold star. You get a piece of the gold star. You have some news and gossip for us, though.
We do.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So first up, this is a little bit older because I was not here last week, but Brianna, it seems like, quit Teen Mom. So we had talked about her with the reunion with her and Kale fighting. Kale apparently trying to talk with her beforehand, but her taking it as that she was coming to fight her. And then the whole Brittany on stage thing. Apparently after that, she left, refused to film anymore, went back to Florida. And there's been kind of rumors about her quitting, but nothing was definite. But then during a live stream of the show the other week, she was Instagramming live. And someone asked her if she quit. And she said, "Yes, I did. I am done." And a source said that it was because she felt the initial conversation with Kale was set up by production since they told Brianna Kale wanted to squash the beef, but Brianna feels like they knew Kale wanted to fight. So it seems like she is done with the show and off the show. We'll see if it holds true for when they start filming for next season. And I know there's also rumors, although I couldn't find anything definite, about Kale potentially leaving the show as well for another show. So it sounds like if this keeps going the way it is, that there may not be a Teen Mom 2 show coming up.
Let's just, like, focus in on Chelsea and Leah and their happiness, and I would watch it.
Yeah, because with Janelle also being, rumors of her being kicked off the show, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'll have to wait and see. Another thing is that we saw that there was a news of a baby announcement.
Good Lord.
Javi and his girlfriend, who he was with right after Brianna, are expecting. They took this photo to put it on. He also announced that he was going to be leaving social media after doing this to avoid the comments, the negative comments. But, I mean, it is a very cute photo.
It's a super cute photo.
She looks very pregnant.
Yes. One, she looks very pregnant. Two, I don't understand, like, was this planned?
Well, that's what Brianna chat said. Was it seems like Javi was messing with her while he was with Brianna. The time frame doesn't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. And
because it's not like, yeah, it's not a little baby bump. I mean, and not to say that you can't have, like, every woman's different with how she carries her weight.
Yeah, but she looks very pregnant. And she's little, so I get that it's going to be more, like, prominent on her, but she looks pretty pregnant.
I'm pulling up the photo for myself on my screen so I can, because my eyes are getting bad and I can't read that far away. But I'm trying to see if it said anywhere in here when she was due. But I don't think that they did. Yeah, he just said, "Been kind of quiet lately for many reasons. I was sad I couldn't share the good news because I was afraid of what people would say. The amount of love I've received is so overwhelming and so appreciated. I realized no negative comment will take this moment away from us. A baby is a blessing and I'm ecstatic for the future. Lincoln is happy, I'm happy, and Lauren is happy. Gonna go on a little hiatus from social media to take all this in and enjoy it with my family and loved ones. For those sending love, thank you. We appreciate it. And to Lauren, thank you and blessing me with another child. We are going to be amazing parents together.
Well, I hope the baby is healthy and happy, and obviously
I guess we'll see. I mean, I guess we'll see the timelines. Usually you don't tell until at least 3 months.
Yeah.
Because
she's definitely way past 3 months.
You have the complications with potential miscarriages mm-hmm. and stuff happening. So I would assume she's at least 3 months, if not more, but that's a pretty big baby bump.
Yeah. We obviously hope the baby is happy and healthy, and
obviously we wish them the best of
luck. Yeah, obviously we wish them the best of luck. We're not horrible people. I just think he's the worst, and condoms are like $6 a box, and I just don't get it, but okay.
Sorry, no, Keem wrote, so Lincoln can't tape at a party, but he can hold another girl's sonogram. That is... I mean, this was on his Instagram, though, not on the show, so Kaylin has no say over that.
Yeah, and I don't think Kaylin had an issue with Javi dating someone else. I think it really was a circumstantial thing, but I don't know.
And our other piece of news is, again, another baby, potentially. So back in April, Janelle posted this first photo of herself in a bathing suit, and people commented on it saying that that looked like a baby bump. Mm-hmm. And am I looking at baby number 4? She never confirmed or denied the rumors, really, from what I could tell. And then recently, she posted this other one from the Teen Mom 2, not the actual Teen Mom 2 reunion because she didn't go, but they filmed this little separate thing with Dr. Drew, and she posted this, and now people are definitely thinking she's pregnant.
She kind of does, because she's like, fairly active, so I feel like she is pretty slim.
But I also think that on her Instagram, she's posted other photos lately of her in bikinis. I don't know if she's pregnant. I think that might just be the way the dress falls.
Oh, that's true. I don't follow her on Instagram.
I do to keep up with news for the show.
I appreciate you making that sacrifice for us.
But, yeah, I don't know if she is or not, but there has been a lot of comments on this picture asking her if she's pregnant. She, from what I can see, unless something new has come up, she hasn't divulged if that's a confirm or even a denial of that. But she also might want to be bringing up some...
Yeah, they might bring it up on the reunion, for all we know.
Yeah, so she may not be. But as of right now, I'm not going to try to predict if someone's pregnant at all, because I know that women already have enough body issues that I'm not going to try to get into that. But
very true.
We will find out sooner or later if she's pregnant or not. That's all I can say.
Well,
that does it.
Thank you, Brie, for always providing us with all of the tea, if you will. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, we saw a little bit from our sneak preview. Got a little cut off, so we couldn't watch all of it. But it does look like we see that I'm blanking on his name, but Brianna's other baby daddy, the most recent one, Lewis.
Oh, Lewis.
Is kind of like, we're going to see him, so I guess we're going to catch up with him and where he's been, which will be a nice little break. I'm glad to see a storyline with Brianna that does not necessarily involve the whole drama with Kale and stuff.
Agreed.
I'm kind of over that. And it sucks that even now we know that past Javi and them, that the drama still continued. So hopefully we see some positive stuff from there. We see Kale talking a little bit about this relationship with the girl.
Mm-hmm. Daddy Dom.
I'm a little torn on this one. I don't know what we're going to see coming up. I don't think that this relationship's going to last very long, because I think, one, Kale just needs to be single for a bit. Like, she's always kind of jumping from here to there, and we know she's single currently, from what I can tell. But, you know, hopefully it at least gives her some maybe guidance on which way she wants to go. Maybe because we saw her kind of questioning that she thinks that maybe a girl is a better fit for her. So hopefully she finds some guidance there. For Chelsea, I just want to keep her doing what she's doing. I know she's trying to get pregnant. I know she is pregnant currently, so maybe we'll see that coming up in the next episode. Maybe the pee test. I don't know.
That would be cute.
And for Leah, you know, I want to see more, you know, obviously with Allie and all of her kids, but I want to see her spending, like she said, some alone time with each one. So we've seen her with Leah recently. Leah, I want to see her with Allie now, and get some of that time with her. Maybe, I don't think Corey's filming. Yeah. So I don't think we'll see anything on that end. And then, am I missing someone? I feel like I am.
Janelle.
Of course. Janelle will have another little breakdown. She'll cry. David will yell. Things will happen. It'll be same old, same old.
Yeah.
That was my prediction for that.
I feel it. Wow. Okay. So the Kaylin, Daddy Dom thing. I think we're going to see, I mean, obviously we know now that it's not a thing anymore, but I think we're going to see her go into that a little bit more. I agree she should be single for a minute, but I don't think she's going to act on it, at least with these next couple of episodes. Leah, I do want to see more one-on-one with each of the daughters. I like getting to showcase their personalities and kind of separating them, because sometimes it's easy to bundle them up together. Let's see. Chelsea, I want more happy family time with Chelsea. I always want more happy family time with her, because it's just a nice little pick-me-up. Yeah. Who else? Brianna, I agree. It is super nice that we're not going to have to deal with this Javi Kaylin storyline, and there's going to be something else going on. I hope that it's positive, because, again, there's no consistent male role models in
Stella or Nova's
lives, and I think those are important. So I'm hoping that it's something that comes positive, but it doesn't look like it's going to be positive. And Janelle, I felt like her mom saying her name just now. Hi. Anyway, I think Janelle, it's not going to be good. I don't know. Like, at this point, I'm wondering if we're going to see the moment where David...
where he gets kicked off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're going to.
I do want to see that.
I hope we get there soon, because I just want him off.
Yeah, I just want him gone. So... can we get that soon? Please and thanks. If you guys have any predictions, we'd love to see them in the comments. Again, we check all the time to see what you guys have to say about it. We love hearing your all's opinions. Let us know who your all's gold star moment of the week was. Let us know who didn't earn a gold star and why. Until next time, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on both Twitter and Instagram. And where can they find you, lovely lady?
And you guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV. Check out the website. It looks amazing, and it's super easy to find it, like everything. We're on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. We're everywhere that you could possibly want us to be. So make sure to give us some love. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.